Hello and welcome to a new edition of RAE Argentina to the World in English. This is the foreign service of Argentina's public national radio, broadcasting from the city of Buenos Aires via the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, on the frequency of 9,395 kHz, and also streaming online via the website of RAE, which is rae.com.ar. If you are in the US, you can listen to us via audio now, calling 641-552-8099, and you can also contact us by sending an email to rae@raeargentina.com. You can use the email to send reception reports. Remember that we require a brief recording of the program you are reporting on in order to reply with one of our QSL cards. The frequency that we use, as I said, 9,395 kilohertz, that's WRMI, Miami Radio International Frequency, and the program airs Tuesdays through Saturdays at 2 a.m. UTC time. Marcelo Diaz is operating the program. I am Fernando Farias, and as usual, we'll have the latest news of Argentina and the region, plus one of our regular features. On Tuesdays, we bring you science and technology. Let's get started right away with the headlines. Former Bolivian President Evo Morales travels to Mexico, which granted him political asylum. Governments and leaders of Argentina and the continent are split over the use of the term coup d'état to define the events in Bolivia. Thousands of people marched in Buenos Aires in support of Evo Morales. The Chilean government invited the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights to investigate allegations of police abuses during the protests. The Iguazu Falls celebrate the 8th anniversary of the declaration as one of the 7 natural wonders of the world. In Mallorca, Lionel Messi returned to training with the Argentine national team ahead of the friendly match against Brazil. And here are the news. Former Bolivian President Evo Morales is on a trip to Mexico that granted him political asylum because of threats to his physical integrity. Mr. Morales, let's recall, resigned on Sunday after the army asked him to step aside. According to an internet report, he spent the night sleeping on the floor of a house in a place in the Cochabamba region that he did not disclose. Last night, he boarded a Mexican government plane at the Chimboré airfield, and before leaving, he posted on Twitter, "Sisters and brothers, it hurts me to leave our country for political reasons. Soon I will return with more strength and more energy." In the Twitter post, you can see him sitting aboard the airplane with a Mexican flag, a country that he thanked for giving him asylum. As it transpired, the flight had to make a stop in Asunción, the Paraguayan capital, before resuming its northbound journey. At the same time, the Mexican government also informed that the former president will be able to apply for refugee status, which will guarantee that he will not be sent back to Bolivia against his will. Along with Mr. Morales, his former vice president Álvaro García Linera, family members and other members of his government traveled. In addition, in Bolivia, the army has joined the police in controlling the streets, and according to various sources, military personnel clashed with Morales sympathizers in La Paz yesterday, where some 20 people were injured. in order to solve the acephaly state in Bolivia today, the Congress will seek to hold a session to temporarily appoint someone in charge of the presidency. Everything indicates that the second vice president of the Senate, Jeanine Áñez, will assume the first the presidency, although according to her, it will only be to call for elections. I have to comply with the country, and it's about pacifying the country, it's about calling for new elections. It's a transition stage. Just then we would have to have the support of the civic movements, of the population, and this is what the country wants. In this context, the Bolivian consul in the Argentine province closest to the Bolivian border spoke to the local branch of Radio Nacional Argentina in Jujuy. Because of the events in Bolivia and the resignation of President Evo Morales, the consul of that country in the northern province of Jujuy, Nelson Guarachi Mamani, said that the people of his country are dismayed. There is a unique consternation of the Bolivian population. From every point of view, this has been clearly a coup d'etat, a civic police coup d'etat, which has clearly been in complicity with the Bolivian police. We have seen that the president has resigned before international public opinion to avoid bloodshed. This is because the president has been pressured to resign. The truth is that the president has said that life comes first. And the governments and political leaders of Argentina and the hemisphere are split over the use of the term coup d'etat to define the ongoing situation in Bolivia. Yesterday, Argentine Foreign Minister Jorge Faurí reiterated his position not to label it as such. There are no elements to define this as a coup d'etat. We believe that the role of the armed and security forces is very important, simply to guarantee the continuity of Bolivia's institutional life and not to have a more leading role than those limits set by the constitution, norms and laws of Bolivia. Argentine President Mauricio Macri also omitted the term, but said, "We are all very concerned about the situation in the neighboring country while condemning the violence." For his part, President-elect Alberto Fernández, who will take office on December the 10th, ruled that there was indeed a coup in Bolivia.
No hay ningún ejército que haya liberado un pueblo. Ha habido un golpe de estado en Bolivia.
There's no army that has liberated a people. There's been a coup d'etat in Bolivia, so that it wouldn't be confused and things would be done in such a way that they have generated a social crisis and a confrontation so big that no one knows where it's going to end. Thank God there is the solidarity of Latin American presidents and peoples who came to the aid of the aggressed Evo Morales, and I want to make a first reflection on this because I have not spoken so far. We have to express huge gratitude to Mexico's President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, who generously and quickly came to the aid of his fellow Latin Americans, because this is our homeland, Latin America. In Bolivia, they were being persecuted. Susana Malcorra, who was the first foreign minister of the Macri administration, also agreed with Mr. Fernandez's assessment. The former United Nations official listed 3 points: the interruption of the current presidential mandate, the interruption not endorsed by Congress nor Parliament, and the active role of the armed forces. As Ms. Malcorra said in a radio interview, once these three conditions are met, in my point of view, we are facing a coup d'etat. The Radical Civic Union, a party that is part of the coalition led by Mr. Macri, also differed from the position of the Argentine government and issued a communique in which it declared no to the coup d'etat in Bolivia. For his part, former Uruguayan President Julio Maria Sanguinetti said in a radio contact that what happened in Bolivia does not constitute a conventional coup. We can say that it is one-of-a-kind coup d'etat, because there is no one taking over after the coup. If the government collapses, let's say, if we assume that hypothesis. Nobody takes over. In any case, this was a very strange kind of coup. It should be noted that the current Uruguayan government of President Tabaré Vázquez did label the crisis in Bolivia as a coup d'etat, according to a statement issued by Montevideo yesterday. Mexican Foreign Minister Marcelo Ebrard confirmed the asylum of former President Morales and also called the situation in the Andean nation a coup. The Bolivian army asked for the resignation of the president, and President Evo Morales decided to resign to avoid a civil war. Therefore, this was a coup, because the army asked for the resignation of the president, and that violates the constitutional order of that country. Those are the facts. To all this, the Organization of American States called for an urgent meeting because of the crisis in Bolivia, which did not call a coup. Meanwhile, US President Donald Trump celebrated the end of the Morales administration and congratulated the Bolivian armed forces for defending the Constitution. The US president considered that what happened in Bolivia is a signal to other governments that he called illegitimate, like those of Daniel Ortega in Nicaragua and Nicolas Maduro in Venezuela. Thousands of people marched in downtown Buenos Aires in support of Evo Morales. The demonstrators, summoned by political and trade union organizations, gathered in front of the icon of the Argentine capital, the obelisk, and walked all the way to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. Numerous Bolivian residents in Argentina joined the rally, which passed through the embassy of the neighboring country on Corrientes Avenue. One of them spoke to a reporter of RAE, Argentina to the World. Here we are condemning the political, police and civic coup d'etat against our leader, a man who has given us this economic stability which the United States wants to neutralize, because it does not want to allow that progress to become an example for the liberation of neighboring countries. And in other regional news, the government of Chile has invited the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights to investigate allegations of police abuse during the wave of protests that began almost a month ago and left 23 people dead so far. This has been announced by Chilean Justice Minister Hernán Larraín. It will be the third inspection by an international organization since the beginning of the upheaval in the South American country after the UN Human Rights Office and Human Rights Watch. The toll in Chile also includes hundreds of wounded and thousands of arrested in the framework of protests, marches, lootings and street blockades with strong police repression. Last Sunday, let's recall, the administration of President Sebastián Piñera proposed to have a constituent congress to begin a process to reform the Magna Carta, one of the demands in the demonstrations. But several opposition leaders have already anticipated their rejection because, they say, it would be carried out with the current lawmakers and not in an assembly voted specifically to change the constitution. It is the 8th anniversary of the declaration of the Iguazu Falls as one of the seven natural wonders of the world. On this, we receive a report from the Puerto Iguazu branch of Radio Nacional Argentina.
Hace 8 años, las cataratas del Iguazú se consagraban como una de las 7 maravillas naturales del mundo.
8 years ago, the Iguazu Falls were named as one of the 7 wonders of the world through a contest run by the New 7 Wonders Foundation. The director of tourism of the province of Misiones, Ivan Piedrabuena, made a balance of the importance of having this label for this tourist destination, and he said, "This is something that is worth celebrating because sometimes you do not really see this in full and think it's just a title, but it goes much deeper than that. It has to do with a framework of promotion and development of the offer marked in a slogan, in a brand." Let us recall that in 2011, through a global online survey, the famous tourist attraction in the province of Misiones, Argentina, was among the selected. The other wonders on that list are Table Mountain in Cape Town, the Amazon Rainforest, Halong Bay in Vietnam, Komodo National Park in Indonesia, and the Puerto Princesa Underground River in the Philippines. Moving into sports now.
The Sports Review. The Sports Review, where every sport in this program is included.
The Argentine team coach by Lionel Scaloni trains for the first time with Lionel Messi since he returns to the Albiceleste after serving his sanction of 3 months following his misbehavior in the Copa America back in June. Messi worked in the gym at the Ciudad Deportiva, or the Sporting Training Center Antonio Asensio, on the Spanish island, which is owned by the club Mallorca, in the first practice of the national team ahead of the friendly match against Brazil that will be disputed this Friday in Saudi Arabia. The world's best returns to the national squad after serving the sanction applied by CONMEBOL, South America's top soccer authority, for his criticism of the referee work and the organization during the last Copa America held in Brazil, where Argentina finished in the third place. The other notable absence in the national team for their series of friendlies, that will include, in addition to Brazil, Uruguay, is striker Lautaro Martinez because of an injury to the head. On the other hand, the Argentine women's soccer team will face their Colombian peers for the second time on a FIFA's date that will be disputed here in Buenos Aires. Argentina defeated their Colombian counterparts last Saturday 1-0 and thus added the second consecutive victory after their success over Paraguay in Asunción 2-1. And these were the news on Rai Argentina to the World.
Rai, Argentina vers le monde.
Rai, Argentina to the world.
Rai, Sekai ni mokete, Argentina.
Rai, Argentina al mundo.
Rai, Argentina al mundo.
Rai, Argentinian in the world.
Rai, Argentina al mundo.
Every Thursday, going to acquire knowledge about our latest advances in our field of science and technology. A vitally important moment to get an insight into today's world and allow yourself to glimpse at the world to come. Science and technology.
The first story is about the temperatures that we will be facing and experiencing next summer here in Argentina. Scientists of the UBA, the University of Buenos Aires, have said that according to some studies they carried out, December and January are predicted to have days with temperatures that will surpass the usual average in much of Argentina for the summer months. The minimums and maximum heat marks are expected to be higher than normal. This has been said by CONICET scholar Soledad Collazo and her thesis director Matilde Rusticucci. The latter is a member of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. We can't say if it will happen on December 30 or January 10, but over that period, there will be more extreme warm days than normal, said Rusticucci, who's got a PhD in atmospheric sciences. Almost the entire country, with the exception of Patagonia, was put under analysis based on the records of maximum and minimum temperatures collected over 30 years. This datum, along with computational models, algorithms and predictions, yielded this forecast. The map that emerged from the study showed more than half of the country with signs of a high occurrence of higher than normal temperatures. That's over 35 Celsius. International exchange scientific projects have been suspended for next year because of a lack of budget. The Bureau of Science and Technology of Argentina has rescheduled and postponed for next year some 22 trips overseas that were part of international collaboration programs with other countries. This has been confirmed to a Russian network Sputnik by Argentina's Science Planning Secretary Jorge Aguado. The official said that this is only a budgetary administrative issue because of the depreciation, the devaluation of the Argentine peso of last August by 30%. A British organization has recognized an Argentine biochemist. Argentine researcher Azul Sorsoli was honored in Scotland with the Johnstone and Florence Stoney Award from the British Federation of Women Graduates, which recognizes outstanding academic excellence in postgraduate students in the UK. The biochemist, who is a native of San Carlos de Bariloche, was awarded for her current research at the Helge Dorfmüller Laboratory in the Scottish city of Dundee, where she focuses on understanding the basic biology of Group A Streptococcus, a microorganism that causes 500,000 deaths a year worldwide. Sorsoli published in October the results of her research, in which she discovered a new bacterial enzyme, a finding that could be crucial in the fight against this bacterium. She also stressed that her education in Argentina was public and free, all the way from grammar school to my university studies at the National University of Tucumán. The researcher is one of seven women awarded this year by the entity, by the British Federation of Women Graduates, an organization established in 1907 to promote women's opportunities in education and public life. And finally, a plague of locusts advances uncontrollably on plateaus of Argentina's Patagonia. They are known as the Tucura Sapo, and they are out of control in the northern region of Chubut, a province in Argentina's Patagonia, affecting an area of 625 hectares, inside which there are several outbreaks that could not be contained by the authorities. The phenomenon was confirmed by the director of the Rural Development Corporation, Mario Reillo, who admitted to reporters that progress had been made with the management program. But obviously it wasn't enough, and now the plague has grown a lot, and it's hard for us to fight it because we cannot find adequate remedies. This species of locusts, the Tucura Sapo, has the feature of not having wings, but legs. It spawns in stony areas where shrubby plants predominate. Their displacement is not that of a cloud that rises in the sky, as happens with the regular locusts. These insects crawl. As they could not be fought in the preventive controls when the species was juvenile, now it becomes complicated because they are much bigger as adults. According to the experts' interpretation, the pest expanded rapidly because of weather conditions that favor their reproduction, like low humidity at temperatures that were above average this year. The official admitted that for now, there's little that can be done. The plague advances and eats everything in its path, even eat each other, because they have cannibalistic habits and eat each other. They feast on each other when one individual dies. And this was our regular Tuesday's feature on science and technology. Let's go over the headlines again. former Bolivian president Evo Morales is traveling to Mexico that has granted him political asylum. Governments and leaders of Argentina and the continent are split over the use of the term coup d'etat to define the events in Bolivia. Thousands of people marched in Buenos Aires in support of Evo Morales. The Chilean government invited the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights to investigate allegations of police abuses during the protests. The Iguazu Falls celebrate the 8th anniversary of their declaration as one of the seven natural wonders of the world. In Mallorca, Spain, Lionel Messi has returned to training with the Argentine national team ahead of this Friday's friendly match against Brazil in Saudi Arabia. And thus we come to the end of today's edition of RAI Argentina to the World in English, which was operated by Marcelo Diaz and hosted by yours truly, Fernando Farias, via the frequency of 9,395 kilohertz. That's a frequency of WRMI, Miami Radio International. This program airs Tuesdays through Saturdays at 2 a.m. But you can also listen to it on internet. Just go online to raya.com.ar and you'll be able to listen to this and any other program of RAI in 8 languages on demand. And if you are in the States, there is yet another alternative. Just use AudioNow for listening to the English language program, calling 641-552-8099. Thank you for listening. Hasta mañana.